Band 6, Year 2002, January, Section A.
Question 1. Is the rescue crew still looking for survivors of the plane crash?
Yes, they have been searching the area for hours, but they haven't found anybody else. They'll keep searching until night falls.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 2. How many students passed the final physics exam in your class?
40, but still as many as 20% of the class failed. Quite disappointing, isn't it?
Question. What does the woman think of the exam?
Question 3. Lots of people enjoy dancing. Do you?
Believe it or not, that's the last thing I'd ever want to do.
Question. What does the man mean? Question 4. Jim, I'm having difficulty with all the theoretical stuff we have in our computer course.
Oh, that part I understand. What I can't figure out is how to make it work in my program.
Question. What is the man's problem? Question 5. Did you see Mary somewhere around?
Yes. She is in the campus bank applying for a student loan.
Question. What is Mary doing? Question 6. The space shuttle is taking off tomorrow.
I know. This is another routine mission. Its first flight was 4 years ago.
Question. What are they talking about?
Question 7. When are we supposed to submit our project proposals, Jane?
They are due by the end of the week. We've only 2 days left. We just have to hurry.
Question. What does the woman mean?
Question 8. When I go on a diet, I eat only fruit, and that takes off weight quickly.
I prefer to eat whatever I want and then run regularly to lose weight.
Question. How does a man control his weight? Question 9. John, can you tell me what in the book interests you the most?
Well, nothing specific, but I like it overall.
Question. What did the man think of the book? Question 10. How do you like the car I just bought?
Well, it seems to run well, but I think it needs a new paint job.
Question. What does the man think about the car?
Section B, Passage 1. Neil Rugman and others of the Hug Weight Research Group have done some research into the differences between the average and good negotiators. They found negotiators with good trade records and studied them in action. They compared them with another group of average negotiators and found there was no difference in the time the two groups spent on planning the strategy. However, there were some significant differences on other points. The average negotiators thought in terms of the present, but the good negotiators took a long-term view. They made lots of suggestions and considered twice the number of alternatives. The average negotiators set the objective in terms of single goals. We hope to get $2, for example. The good negotiators set the objective in terms of range. We hope to get $2, but if we get $1.50, it will be all right. The good negotiators try to persuade by giving lots of reasons. They use a lot of different arguments. The average negotiators didn't give many reasons. They just repeated the same ones. They also did more summarizing and reviewing, checking that they were understood correctly. Questions 11 to 13 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 11. What do good negotiators and average negotiators have in common? Question 12. According to the speaker, what would good negotiators do? Question 13. According to the speaker, what does the average negotiator usually do?
Passage 2. To most of us, sharks are the most dangerous fish in the sea and they attack humans. However, according to Dr. Clark, who has studied the behaviors of sharks for 12 years, humans are not normally on the shark's menu. What do sharks feed on? Mainly fish and other sea animals. Dr. Clark also found that sharks don't eat as much food as people think. For instance, a 9-foot shark only needs 2 pounds of food a day to keep healthy. But she said, sometimes sharks starve, and other times they fill themselves with what they have killed. Around the world, there are only about 100 shark attacks on humans each year, 10 of which prove fatal. But consider this, in the U.S. alone, about 3 million people are bitten by dogs each year. Of these, 13 people die. If a shark bites you, said Dr. Clark, the reason is usually because it mistakes you for his natural food. For example, say you went underwater fishing and saw a shark. You could be in trouble. The shark might go for the injured fish you had attacked and take a big bite of you at the same time. If you go into a shark's territory and threaten it, it might try to bite you. That's because sharks are territorial and tend to guard their territory. Like dogs, they protect the area they think they own. Questions 14 to 16 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 14. What does the passage say about the eating behavior of sharks? Question 15. When might a shark attack humans? Question 16. What do we learn from the passage about sharks?
Passage 3. Science fiction writers have often imagined human beings living on Mars. But these days, scientists are taking the idea seriously. It has a great deal of support since it might solve the problem of overcrowding on Earth. But obviously, it would not be worth making the effort if people could not live there naturally. If the atmosphere were like that of Earth, this might be possible. But in fact, it is mostly carbon dioxide. Apart from that, there are other problems to be overcome. For example, the temperature would have to be raised from 60 degrees centigrade below zero to 15 degrees centigrade above zero. Scientists who study Mars have laid down a program that they can follow. To begin with, they have to find out whether life has ever existed on the planet Mars. Secondly, they have to make a reliable map of its surface. And finally, they have to make a list of the gases. Above all, they have to discover how much nitrogen is in the atmosphere, since nitrogen is 4/5 of the air we breathe. Scientists are surprisingly optimistic about raising the temperature on Mars, and they believe it can be done in 200 years. It will take a bit longer, though, to transform the atmosphere so that human beings could live there. Scientists estimate that this would take 100,000 years. Questions 17 to 20 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 17. Why are scientists interested in Mars? Question 18. What is one of the things that must be done before man can live on Mars? Question 19. Why do scientists want to find out whether there is sufficient nitrogen on Mars? Question 20. What is the prospect of people living on Mars?